Dear Real Life Lovers, I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio. We discuss your hearts and parts.
Ooh, boy, howdy do we ever. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover.
Hey, lover, you just, before this started, thanked Haas for his service as if he was a military man.
But yes.
We all know that's not true.
The military.
He's a draft dodger.
It's a lot like Haas.
Yeah, it's true.
Something you respect.
You revere, yes.
Publicly.
Whether you agree or disagree,
right.
Yeah. You just have to support. You support the troops and you support Haas, no matter what.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for making our intro topical.
Yeah, sure.
Because we've been at war for, what is it now?
Oh, it's ongoing. It'll never end, I feel.
Enough of this sexy war talk. You know this gregarious comedic gentleman. He was named a Comedy Central comic to watch in 2014. His work has been lauded in numerous media outlets, including Time Out New York and the HuffPo.
You've heard his podcast, What About Bob? And you can't wait to hit up his unique upcoming show, The Robert Dean Museum. The first museum dedicated entirely to the art and life of comedian Robert Dean.
Kind of gives it away there.
It sure does, but we're still rock hard to welcome Mr. Robert Dean.
Oh, hello.
Hey,
hello.
Thank you. Boy, howdy.
Boy, howdy.
Boy, howdy.
Boy, howdy. Thank you.
Oh,
that's such a wholesome phrase.
Boy, howdy. Yeah, it is kind of like a Leave It to Beaver.
Boy, howdy.
Boy.
I'm so excited to say hi.
Well, thanks for braving the cold. We hope to
heat
things up with our steamy podcast.
Oh, yeah, let's steam it up.
Let's at least get it above freezing.
Defrost.
Yes.
Defrost.
So we're a pretty classy podcast. I don't know if you noticed. We have a red tablecloth. We also like to wine and dine our guests.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to at least get people's palates wet. We rarely dine.
We only wine.
We only wine.
We ate fruit once.
We got some La Croix.
La Croix.
I grabbed a lime here.
Robert wouldn't tell us what he likes to drink.
This is exactly what I like to drink. I want them to guess, and you guys guessed and nailed it exactly.
Yes.
And it has made me rock hard.
Well,
great.
People don't know that, but sparkling water is an aphrodisiac.
It's true. Oh, those definitely. Bubbles go straight to the dick.
Right to the dick. Bubbled up.
Bubble
My dick's
dick.
Bubbled up.
I love the guessing. What if we were like warm goat's milk?
I mean, I would. I think that would
also
make
an aphrodisiac. I think
definitely going to get me hard. I'm going to have sex with it. I think it would be fun to have me go. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm a great guest. I will take anything you offer, and thank you. Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I like.
Wonderful.
We appreciate
you know?
That.
So now tell us about the Robert Dean Museum, because it's a very interesting concept.
So I'm opening a museum about my life and my work. Why not? You know,
it's for one night only.
Why is
though,
it
right?
It is currently for one night only, and everything at the museum is for sale. So I'm not sure this could be the last night of this traditional museum that I am currently running myself. If everything doesn't sell, it'll of course move to my basement apartment in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. That's where the permanent home. Yeah.
The museum
will be.
Behind the museum.
Yes,
the real deal. It's about, everything I've accomplished and memorabilia from my...
That's amazing.
I fucking love that, yes.
I think, I don't want to, speak down to your listeners.
Sure.
But it's like a Planet
Hollywood. We piss on them all the time.
Oh, good, okay. Okay, so they might not know what a museum is. It's like a Planet Hollywood.
Right.
Oh,
but
yes.
About me.
Okay, so you get the whole experience when you come in.
Yeah.
Maybe some burgers. No food?
No
okay,
food.
All right. I thought Planet Hollywood, I went right to that burger.
Unless there's like a special burger that is important in my life, which isn't yet, but the next 2 weeks.
But there might be like sparkling water.
There could be,
or like Dean Poppers, like little appetizers, like little Dean Poppers.
Dean Poppers, yeah, for sure. If we could all sign this can, I think this could go in the museum.
Yeah, I could sign a can.
Absolutely.
Maybe later, maybe. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the can he...
This is the can that got him rock hard on the podcast.
So speaking about your life, are you single? Looking to mingle?
Oh, I am single. I am not looking to mingle, though.
Interesting. Not want to mingle.
I've stopped seeking mingling.
Interesting.
I don't know why. I don't know what's going on.
It can be rough, I think. It drains a lot of the energy.
Yeah, self-imposed celibacy. Do you get that a lot on this?
Not a ton. But I've been there. I've been in those stages before where you're just like, the hell with it. I got other business
work
to take care
museum.
Of. Yeah, I got a fucking museum opening.
I got this museum going on.
Can't be fooling around on Tinder.
Haas is also celibate, but it's not self-imposed.
No.
It's imposed by those around him.
Yes.
By the world.
He tries to blast through that celibacy often.
Hey,
Haas?
I think he's going to come around.
All right. You have to respond to those. Otherwise, we sound like real dicks. We just talk shit on you, and you don't chime in.
He's got his mouth taped in the corner.
Yeah.
Wants to say something.
Oh, God. Oh, there
I'm
he goes.
Feeling good about my prospects. Been working out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and...
You have been working out.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so I think, like, all the ladies are going to notice... I'm looking better.
Come spring, as soon as you shed those layers.
Yeah, no one can see anyone's body right now.
I couldn't quite notice any working out today, Haas. But, you know, I blame the layers.
Stick with it.
Thanks, guys.
Speaking of working out, it's kind of like biology.
Yeah. I'll buy that segue.
Let's slip on over to sexy science.
What the hell do we do here?
We rip articles from the headlines.
Yeah, Robert, we want to talk about some topical matters of the hearts and parts.
Okay.
This one's very dark. I apologize in advance.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Let's set the preface with that. This is from Jezebel, the darkest of all publications. Title of this is Pennsylvania Woman and Boyfriend Charged with Dismembering Daughter as Realization of Elaborate Rape Fantasy. Oh, we got a little Brando in there.
So this is not sexy, but I chose this article because Murph's from Pennsylvania.
Yes, this is my home state, the Keystone State. Even when you preface that with dark, when I read that, that was darker than I even imagined it was
like
going to be.
10 layers of dark. Mm.
Well, right. Let's dive into the sexiness of this.
All right. This is a heinous tale, so you've been warned. Sarah Packer and her boyfriend, Jacob Sullivan, planned the murder of Parker's adopted daughter, Grace, for over a year before doing it in July.
Oh, and before they murdered her, Sullivan raped Grace while Sarah watched. Then they drugged her and locked her in a closet to die after
Jesus
finding her.
Christ, guys.
I know, Haas, this is beyond.
This is
I'm leaving the podcast.
I think
this is it. Yeah. I don't know what this is.
Is this?
We're just telling you something that happened where Murph lives.
This is in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, we gave you a La Croix, so at least stick around.
That's true. And oh man, I'm gonna make this news story so funny in a second.
I know.
I'll just wait for that.
All right, continue with the rape fantasy.
Okay. So after finding her
still alive the next morning, they put a pillow over her face and left her corpse packed in cat litter for 4 months.
Cat litter. Okay. Then they sawed her up in a bathtub and put her parts in different bags and dumped her all over the back roads of Wait for it. Luzerne County.
Yeah, that's exactly
which is
where
your
I'm
county.
From in Pennsylvania. I'm
it's
from
exactly
Luzerne County.
Where
it's
you're from.
Heinous. These rotten bastards and tried and failed to kill themselves with pills and then admitted their crime in the hospital.
Yeah, they did like a suicide pact after.
Oh, my. Luzerne County.
So you know what's so funny about putting a dead girl in kitty litter?
Somebody's got to have something for it.
You got to get a real big scoop.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Nice. Cool.
I
tried.
I don't know. I started it. You guys, you can keep it going.
No, this is the only funny thing, which isn't funny, is do you find this like as emblematic of the people from Luzerne County?
Business as usual in Luzerne County. A lot of sad, crazy drunks and drug addicts in Luzerne County.
Yeah.
I once was one. I left.
But you never
no kitty litter experiences.
Anyone.
No. I wouldn't say that's standard. For the people of Luzerne County. I think that's unfair.
The amount of planning they put in, that was a little shocking to me. A year?
Like, it's not a crime of passion.
No.
It's like a gross.
Do you think they had legal pads with, like, they were, like, jotting it out?
Up on the whiteboard. Mm-hmm. Here's the brand of kitty litter we need to get for this.
Also,
yeah, because it also wasn't a really well-planned or thought-out fucking
That's
crime.
What I was going to say is, what did they plan? They literally tried to kill her and then she wasn't dead and then had to kill her again.
Yeah.
Like it didn't feel.
Took a year to figure out, put her in the closet.
Yeah.
Seems really, really,
really fucked up.
Really
and then
people.
It was a murder suicide, apparently, but
then they
botched the suicide.
Botched that.
Again, for a year, they were like right at the end, they're like, oh yeah, and then we got to do that. So we got some pills, right?
It's so dark, too. I mean, God bless people working in social services. I know they're understaffed and funded, but like, I don't think you should be like letting those kind of people adopt children.
No.
Thanks, Luzerne.
Nice screening process, Luzerne County.
Wait, I always say it wrong. How do you say it?
Luzerne.
Luzerne.
Yeah.
Luzerne.
Luzerne.
Oh, man.
We will be saying that from now on.
Oh, Luzerne.
All right, well, that was
I wonder
a sexy
if I know
story.
These people, too. We didn't get names here in this
yeah,
article.
Yeah, I read them. Sarah Packer and Jacob Sullivan.
Don't know the Sullivan family.
Do you know Grace Packer?
The Packers.
The Packers? No, I don't.
She's no longer
Are they? Are they younger?
There was a photo, and they just, they're those people that are, like, so beat up that you can't really tell their age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I picture them as beautiful people.
Really?
when you guys were telling me the story, I was imagining, like, really
gorgeous. Well, you're trying to do anything to get the horror out of it. The horror.
Yeah.
Out of your mind.
Yeah, and like a re-reenactment, they'd be like.
Yeah, the Lifetime original movie of this, they will be played by hunks. Bradley Cooper and
I just thought Heather
Parker
Locklear.
Posey. No, Heather Locklear.
Is she still a babe? I don't think so.
No. Parker Posey is a sex symbol in my mind, apparently.
She is.
Her talent, yeah.
Yeah.
I just mean she's not like, you know, your Heather Locklear.
Yeah, I'd like to put her in kitty litter.
Yeah.
All right. That's
oh,
terrible.
Wow.
Terrible. Just.
That should be a
the
new
The Packer
meme.
Sullivan story. Put her in kitty litter on Lifetime.
Hashtag kitty litter for whoever you think is hot. Whomever? All right, well.
Yeah, we don't have enough time to go through all the heinous stories in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, because there are many.
Do you know stories like that?
Yeah. In the same vein, but we'll, for
We've
another
had
day.
Enough.
Yeah, we can't put Robert through that.
Sure.
All day.
Let's pick up the mood.
Yeah, let's get into listener love.
Listen, a mailbag.
So Robert, along with being terrible at trying to make a a rotten story sexy, we also are bad at giving advice. But our listeners tweet at us, they email us, they ask advice. We hope that you can help us help.
Of course,
them.
Great.
So Haas, who do we have this week?
Our first question comes from Tom in Ohio via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Tommy says, "My son doesn't like it when I lock him in the closet and shove his face in a kitty litter."
No, Haas.
Haas, you fucking shit. You had me for a split moment there. I was like, are you kidding me? All right, all right. Mm-hmm.
All right, this is the real question.
Cool joke.
hey, callback. All right. My son keeps rubbing his bare genitals on the carpet, even when company is over.
Wait, is this one real?
This is the real one.
Yeah, this is real.
Okay.
He's doing it so much that he's got rug burns on his scrot. He's a little too young for the birds and bees talk. He's 5. Mm. So how the hell do I get him to stop?
Is his son a dog?
I apologize for the
No. This is something I can relate to.
You've rubbed.
So I've rubbed. I've done it on everything. I can't stop rubbing my dick on things.
Kids do that, though.
They do.
Scrot.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it sound like that thing dogs do when they rub their
ass?
Their
butt,
their
because their ass itches a little or whatever.
But I think that means they have worms.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
Yeah, this kid might have worms.
Son might have worms in his sack.
Also, I think when you get rug burn on your scrot, the problem's going to solve itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I think the kid's just going to be like, oh.
Ooh, that doesn't feel great.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That, they learned You're it right.
It's like when you catch your kid smoking and you make him smoke a whole pack so they barf.
Just make him rub his sack for 4 hours.
He rubs his sack until he's like, I never want to rub my sack
Get
again.
Shittier carpeting. Yep. Get rid of that shag.
While he's smoking. Make him smoke a pack of cigarettes.
That's burlap carpet.
Robert's right.
Ooh, yeah.
If he has shag, it might be your fault. Maybe you have a really sexy carpet.
Yeah, and also that would probably feel better on the shag. The shag would do a little tickle. If it's that old shitty, like basement carpeting, that's going to be rubbed.
Yeah, that burlap.
That's the burlap.
Horrible burlap.
Ooh.
Sandpaper.
My parents had vagina carpeting.
Oh, well, there.
Wow.
See there.
Really.
I mean, they really set you up.
Walking on fleshlights. I mean, I couldn't not put my dick in it.
And your feet.
Walking on fleshlights.
Ooh. That's amazing.
Also, I gotta ask, what are you gonna accomplish with the birds and the bees talk in this scenario?
What
is that gonna
Son, do? There are when there are parts on different, the women and the men and the carpets. And sometimes...
You explain mating, and then he's like, but that... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's like,
Dad,
so I
where's
get the
part?
Carpet pregnant?
Pregnant?
Yeah. Time for the birds and the bees, maybe just time for the, keep your balls off the rug, because it'll hurt. Conversation before the birds and the bees.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get into all that. Also, too young, I don't know, 5? Once you're taking it out and rubbing it on things, I don't know if you're too young for a talk.
I was going to say, I think basics are... It's always weird when people are like, you can't tell your kids anything, and then they're like 18. They're like, I've been having sex for a while already.
No, this is going to be me being like a 5-year-old, but like, when you talk about male genitals, what are you talking about the balls and the shaft?
That's what I was thinking too, yeah. Is it just...
Because he might just have itchy balls, but he shouldn't have itchy balls because he doesn't know pubic hair.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like he's sweating.
This is my issue.
Maybe he's allergic to his pants.
That's true.
Could have a pants problem.
Yep, he's pulling off his pants, especially with company over.
Oshkosh or just wool.
Those wool Oshkosh. And he's freeballing it under there, I imagine, so that Oshkosh material is... They're hand-me-downs from his brother. Who knows what his older brother had? Oh my! Well,
this poor child. All right. Well, I think the best advice was just let him do it until he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Or get your carpet installers over with some fleshlights and make it nice for him.
I don't think that's appropriate.
All right, Oz. Anyone else?
Yeah, our second question is from April in Binghamton via our email, menage2.radio@gmail. Ape wonders.
Ape. Sorry. Just laughed.
I've been in a long-distance relation for almost a year now. It's been working really well for us, except for one thing. My boyfriend has a really shitty Wi-Fi network. So when we try to have FaceTime sex, it's very choppy and unfulfilling. His birthday is coming up, so should I send him a new router or upgrade his internet service or something? I'm not tech savvy, so please help.
I'm not tech savvy.
Is the question about internet?
Yeah. I think someone has crossed their streams with Time Warner, now Spectrum, and our podcast.
Yeah, April's wondering of the group today, should she upgrade the internet service or send him a new router for his birthday so they can have better FaceTime sex?
Is better router better? I don't actually know. A better router would mean a stronger connection, I think. But you still need to pay higher.
It's not going to fix it.
No. You still need to pay for that higher bandwidth, I think.
Yeah, like if you have the slowest internet, it doesn't matter if you have the best router. It's not going to.
That's true.
It's just going to
route. You know, Verizon is a great network.
Who's Mr. Verizon? Fios?
Yes.
Yes, but it's not available in all areas, is my understanding.
Yeah,
but check your local.
No, Binghamton does not have Fios.
No, they better not. Brooklyn doesn't.
I really believe that Ape, as we're calling her now, I think she is using the internet as a clear, what do you call it, herring to talk about how much she has to get out of this long-distance relationship.
Interesting.
Ooh, I see. Yes, there are other problems.
Don't start paying his bills.
No.
Don't buy him a router. Just get out. Because, honestly, FaceTime sex, although I've never had it, it sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if... is he buffering through it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that still be enough if you're in it?
Right.
And then you send pics.
Yeah.
And you do.
If
phone
it's a little
sex.
Herky jerky, I mean, who cares? Yeah. Is that really the biggest?
But it might.
Deal?
If it pauses, it pauses when they're unzipping though. And
yeah.
Waiting.
And you just have to wait.
touch my.
And then he comes on it, and the computer dies.
Yeah.
It throws off the continuity, though. It's like, where did that dick go, and where is it going now?
Yeah, why is it over there? I thought it was
it's
here.
Jumping around on me. It's flubbering all over the place.
I mean, your FaceTime experiences, Haas, they sound like a circus act. I love it.
Also, these kids, like, you brought up phone sex. Like, people used to do it without even seeing stuff.
I know. Mm-hmm. They
so
used
now
to just be
like,
old rotary phones, and you'd pay $5.99 a minute, and it worked. So I don't know what you're trying to...
Or like the carrier pigeon would bring you a sexy
ooh, yes. You'd have to wait.
Note.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, just do that.
And then you come. Yeah, you come
ape.
On a pigeon and send it back to where it came from.
From whence it came. The crusty pigeon.
I think Robert's right, though. I think there's something else going on in this relationship. It's not about the Wi-Fi connection. It's about the connection lost from one state to the next.
Wow.
Clearly.
Clearly. Beautiful. Breakup. We're two for two, I think, Haas. Do we have anyone
pretty
else?
Good. Pretty good, guys. All right. Well, lastly, we have Ike from Brooklyn via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Ike Man says, you ever seen my girlfriend's tits?
What?
Her name is Candace, and she lives in Carroll Gardens. I feel like everybody's seen her tits. No sweat if you did or didn't. Just curious.
No,
love
thanks.
The show.
We've gotten something similar to this before. I wonder if it was Ike.
First of all, thanks for listening.
Yes. Thanks for loving the program.
This is just a sad bunch today.
It is. This is a sad trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know who your girlfriend is, so I can't say for sure.
Well, and now you're allowed to be topless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's legal.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. So maybe I've seen her breasts. I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she could have posed. You didn't put out much more information.
There needs to be more information. Yeah.
Been out there.
If they're on Instagram, I've seen them.
Right. Well, Instagram usually boots them off, though.
Oh, that's true. I got my post removed because I had a nipple in it.
Yep. No nipples on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, they won't allow it.
Is there like a new form of Instagram that allows it?
Titstagram? Yes.
Titstagram?
I mean, there should be. Damn,
well,
should
just
be.
Like just like VHS, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Porn pushes the marketplace.
Right.
Exactly.
Get out of your Instagram.
I know. What are you behind
Cruise?
The times?
Because they're owned by Facebook, and Facebook is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they won't let
Twitter
breastfeeding,
lets
but
out.
They'll let, like, people get shot in the face. It, like, doesn't make any sense.
No.
But we choose to use it anyway, because we're all fucking sheep.
Well, give us your give us your lady friend's Instagram handle, and we'll look
yeah.
into it. But yeah, otherwise, no way to know. Or at least a description of her breasts, possibly a
feel free
like
to
that.
Send us a pic.
Yes.
Hey, what a lead question, though, huh?
Yeah.
That's a great opener. You ever seen my girlfriend's tits?
Yeah, it's a real classy question from what sounds like a real classy Twitter user.
That's how I introduce Murph.
Uh-huh. Hey, you ever seen my husband's tits?
People are like, yep.
Yep. Yeah, because they'll let my tits on Instagram. My hairy pale breasts are fine for Instagram.
Well, you guys did that experiment. He shaved his tit for the Gethard show mm-hmm. to see if close up when it looks like a female breast, if it was allowed to be on
if it
TV.
Would be blurred. Oh. They didn't blur it.
It was a censorship thing.
Yeah. So the shaved male breast is fine, but...
Which at that point is indecipherable.
Yeah, because I have right. I have an A cup, I'd say, with my current physique. There's something there. It's not like it's... a rock hard peck that someone's like, yeah, that looks like a dude's tit.
Yeah,
close up, you shave him.
Yeah,
you'd look like you might want to squeeze him.
The censorship stuff is very bizarre.
Hey, Murph, you ever try leaning in?
What do you mean?
Has.
I'm sorry.
Has go workout.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Buff.
Get I'll see you
later. Mr. 2017 Buff Bagwell over here.
Has emphysema.
Well, I think helped. I think we
Thank
were
you.
Three
Great
from
advice.
Three.
Robins.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Fucking killed that.
I think we did really well.
I do too.
Onward
and
upward.
Except
and Candace, if you're listening, break up with Ike. Break up with Ike.
That's what we all know.
Such
it needs
a monster.
To happen.
Most of my advice is just break up.
Yeah,
be single.
Lose
like me.
All these losers. Yeah. Well, those questions were great, but it's now true. We have some for it's our true. Guest.
We do indeed. This is something we like to call six sections, six rapid-fire sex questions. All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
All right.
I'm totally ready. I'm an open book.
And starting now. What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, chameleon.
What's the sexiest animal?
The sexiest animal is a sloth.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Ted Danson.
Yes!
What U.S. president would you bone?
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah!
69 or 420?
420, 69. 420, if I have to choose, fine.
What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Tits.
Yeah!
Woo!
Oh, no, that was Ike. That was Ike's.
Ike channeled.
Ike got into me.
How'd he get in here?
Oh, Ike, get out of here. I meant to say sense of humor.
There
oh,
we
yes,
are.
Of course.
Funny tits. Got it. Got
Funny
it. Got it.
Some people think they're one and the same.
Yes.
First of all, I think it's karma chameleon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, the karma chameleon. Or come on, chameleon.
No, but the song title is karma chameleon.
Mm. Oh, it's not about someone coming on a chameleon.
Come on, chameleon.
Because then the chameleon would change into the, you know,
I always thought
of your
Boy George wanted to come on a chameleon.
Well, he probably does.
Right, right.
As we all do. But I think that I just want to let you know for next time you're on a podcast.
Sure, no, thank
next
you.
Time we're trying to steal America's
to
heart.
Also, you have a lovely singing voice.
Mm, thank you.
Oh.
The sloth.
The sloth, yes. I like it. Take
Very
your time.
Sexy,
Take
slow.
Your time.
Mm,
yeah. Slow and purposeful.
Long fingers.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, those fingers could tickle.
It's always got those like the tired eyes and the smile, which just seems very like drunkenly sexy.
Which leads into that 420.
Oh, very
yes.
much so.
Yes. That high
Absolutely.
Sloth.
Absolutely. U.S. president, scandalous.
Yes.
Oh, not my president.
I mean, fuck yeah. The popular. The popular. You're going to have sex with the popular vote. The hell with the electoral sex.
Oh, yeah.
You want that popular vote sex.
You don't want Tracy Flick.
No.
That was a really bad popularity joke. What else? Single most. Oh, tits.
Yep.
And sense of humor.
Yes.
And Ted Danson.
And Danson.
Which we're slipping
behind. Little Danson, man.
I love Ted Danson.
Oh, man. And especially just, I mean, of course he's had many great roles over the years, but Sam Malone, just the character of Sam Malone.
Mm-hmm.
How could you not have sex with Sam Malone?
Oh, very no matter what.
To. Yeah, I don't
no
care
matter
if he's
what.
Failed baseball career. He's handsome. He's behind the bar.
He always knows your name.
He always knows your name.
We walked by him in... we walked by him in Cobble Hill like 5 years ago.
Yes, you would have.
And he was
you
smoking
would've...
a joint. And it was
no,
He was walking down the street smoking a joint. Yep.
Oh, my God.
And he just kind of like smiled at us and lumbered along.
Yeah, because he knows you look at him and you're like, you know I know I'm Ted Danson.
Yeah, he's like my dream run-in. And I love him so much. It's like changed over the years
sure.
So much. But like all of them, I would kill to meet him.
Yes.
So if anyone's listening and knows him, invite him to my museum. Look, I think that's
yes,
only appropriate.
That, yes, if he's at the museum opening.
So important. Cobble Hill's nearby.
It is.
But
I think
I worry
he lives in the neighborhood.
LA now.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh,
of the good man, place.
The good place.
The fucking good place. God. If they go on hiatus.
Damn it.
Dancing. He's tall. He's handsome.
He's very tall.
And he might
striking.
Just show up stoned to a museum opening. Who knows?
This is so much cooler now.
It's the best way to go to a museum, I always say.
Yes.
Totally agree.
Well, this has been Six Sections with Robert Dean.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You passed.
Thank you. Good.
Pass.
Cool.
Well, now we'll get it wet, right?
Get it wet.
Ooh, make it wet.
Make it, get it. We've never quite figured out what the title is. Or
it's a titleless segment.
But what we do here, Robert, is we're going to have a contest between the three of us. Haas is going to judge.
From his little...
God save us all. And what we do here is we gather excerpts from various mediums that weren't written to be sexy. We put on our sexy voices and try to make them as sultry as possible.
Sure.
What's our source material this week, Hans?
Guys, this week we're going to be eroticizing monikers. That's right. We're going to be reading the top 20 baby and dog names.
Baby and dog names. We're going to make baby names. The theme of this episode has gotten so...
I think this has to be about names.
The names.
It's not about babies.
I get that. But my mind is just beyond the gutter. My mind is in the sewer. It's down...
Oh, jeez.
All right. Fuck it. Let's the names. It's about these names.
It's about the names.
So you guys should all have a list of the 10 hottest baby names of 2016.
Oh, or dog.
Hottest baby.
Yeah, don't... Yeah, hottest.
Don't say hottest.
Yeah.
Most popular?
Okay, yeah. Trending baby
the
names.
Hottest babies.
Here's a list of the steamiest baby names. Okay, so Murph, man, you're up first.
All right.
Now make us believe you're lucky number 11 in this orgy.
All right. Can't make heads or tails of that, Hans, but Noah, Liam, Mason, Jacob, William, Emma, Olivia, Sophia, Ava, and Isabella.
Ooh. Mm.
Wow.
Those are all human names. Are there dog names on here?
Robert has dog names.
Right.
But it's hard to tell the difference.
I know. I'd name a dog Olivia.
Or Liam.
Mm-hmm.
This is my senior dog, Olivia.
Yes.
You would say. Hello? Am
yeah.
I
hey,
next?
Diana, you're up next.
All right.
You should have 10 more hot firsties. All right, now soak my crotch with these given name boos.
The kiss at the end. All right. Ethan, James, Alexander, Michael, Benjamin, Mia, Abigail, Emily, Charlotte, Harper.
Ooh, my. Ooh. Benjamin was, you were surprised to see Benjamin.
That
yes.
was one of the sexiest
a
baby
sexy
names.
Surprise.
I want to take you on a journey.
Is that you?
Hello. Goo goo gaga.
Yeah, exactly.
Goo goo gaga.
At 8
no.
pounds, 6 ounces, Benjamin.
18 inches long.
Oh, man. Wow.
Jeez.
Emphysema.
All right, that was great, Diana. I'm glad to hear my name. I think I know where I'm leaning.
Ooh.
My judgment.
Ooh.
But we still have one more contestant.
That's
last
right.
up, we have Robert.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to put the spice
yeah.
back in leash training with the 10 most popular dog names of 2016.
The spice back in leash training?
Yeah, it's been missing for a while.
Get
a time
it spicier.
Leash training was so hot. Oh, we were all coming to leash training, but not since the election. But I'm about to bring it back with these Wait. Hot dog names.
Amen.
Bailey, Bella, Max, Lucy, Charlie, Molly, Buddy, Daisy, Rocky, Maggie.
That's ooh, that's
my.
All 10.
Buddy, my childhood's dog name was Buddy.
It was?
Yep.
I knew that.
A little golden retriever.
A lot of these could work as people names.
They could, yes.
Actually, all of them.
They all swap out. Yeah, what happened to, like, Rocks or Spot, you know? As like
Rocks?
A, Rocks. What happened to the old classic pup named Rocks?
That's my standard
that's a,
poodle,
that's a
Rocks.
That's a Luzerne pet.
Yeah, yes.
A pile of rocks.
Yep.
You
yep,
go, Rocks.
We will smother him in kitty litter.
This is my pet, Bag of Leg.
Yeah, it's funny how interchangeable the names can be, though.
Well, that's the grand joke.
So these are the most popular recent, so we're going to see a lot of kids down the road. There's some classics here, too.
Right.
Well, all right.
Haas, who got you going?
Baby and dog names all turn me on in their own way. Wow. But, oh, man, this is tough. Because I was leaning towards Diana because my name was in there. But I got to say, the winner is Robert.
No. Thank you.
Yes, I like that you were impartial, Haas, even though your name was floated in there.
Yeah, I try not to be biased.
When you were like, my name's in there, I was like, no, it's not. Thinking you're just the Haas.
Right.
But oh, yeah. Now I have
Haas is a great dog.
Good dog name. No offense.
It's totally fine. Totally fine.
It's a great dirty dog name.
Great name for a pile of rocks.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you say?
Congratulations,
congrats.
Robert.
You bested us.
Thank you, guys. So
we want to see some virtual sugar now, though, yes?
Ooh, let's slip on over.
So we know you're not looking to mingle, but you are single. So we want to see you in action in an improvised date.
Oh, okay.
So you can snag a name out of that cup there. It's going to be either me, Haas, the Pile of Rocks, or Diana.
Oh, jeez. It is Murph.
Oh, it's me.
Ooh,
it's me.
Sexy.
Mm, we're on a date.
We're on a date.
All right. You're going to improvise a date, and that begins now.
Welcome to Luzerne County.
Thank you so much for having me. What a long and terrible bus ride.
I know. I'm sorry about that. I wish I could have sprung for a private car to get you here. But you know the MARTS bus. It's not. It's serviceable.
It's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
I will say it's not nothing. I'm just so happy to finally meet you in person. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that spotty internet sex.
I know.
So
it's like nice to see your face like actually kind of moving naturally instead of that pixelation.
I can't wait to watch that face when it comes.
Oh, my.
No, we're jumping the gun.
Well, I can start.
I am so sorry to bother you, but you left this bag of rocks on the bus.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. That's my son.
Oh.
That's my son.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know you were a single father.
Take care now.
I am. Thank you. God, she just disappeared into nothing.
I know those MARTS drivers. They're like an otherworldly presence. They just appear. They're a strange bunch.
Oh, but yes, I would like to introduce you to my son.
Oh, he's got your rocks.
He does have my rocks. Speaking of rocks, you want to get ours off?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so what is there to do here in Luzerne?
Well, there's a Boscov's department store right across the street, and I'll tell you what, the men's room there is usually pretty ghost town.
We cut to the men's room.
So much better than FaceTime.
So that's my impression of a vampire.
You got me going. Oh, I see. Here's my wolfman.
Excuse me.
Jesus.
Is there two people in that room there?
Sir, what? Yeah, we're two to a stall. What do you care? What's it to you?
I'm a security guard, and I don't like any funny business.
Sure, Boscov security. Oh, what authority do you have? Two grown-ups enjoying themselves in
a restroom. Sir, I have pepper spray, and I will use it.
Who says you can't do monster noises in a bathroom?
Yeah. What's so illegal about
kind
impersonating
of
monsters?
What is this in Luzerne?
We are a tight-knit community.
We're in Trump Town. Is that what you're telling us?
Oh, that's right.
This is Trump's America now, huh?
Murph, I know we just met in person now, and we've been online dating for years, but do you want to cut this guy up and put him in kitty litter?
Let's just finish him.
I'm just getting this
urge. I'm gonna cut you up and feed you to his son.
Hey, I got this pepper spray. Hey, back away.
Oh, that pepper spray. That pepper spray just gets me off, pal.
Bag of rocks. Get him.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yes.
That was a whirlwind of emotion.
It was.
A lot. This is why I'm single, is that's most
first,
of my dates.
Most of the first dates.
A heavy, heavy first date scenario when I go out.
Yeah.
Plus my son.
That's
bag
the thing.
Of rocks.
The son, it's just the baggage. That's the main problem with the first date. Introducing your baggage.
A lot of baggage.
Everything else, I think, would fly on a first date, but once you know that there's baggage.
Yeah, the monster noises.
A lot of baggage. Mm-hmm.
That Boscov security was weak, I will say. At first, I was a little scared, but then he folded like a lawn chair, Haas.
He had emphysema.
Yeah, I think he was struggluing to breathe.
I love the Boscov's specific, because it is across the street from the bus station.
Well, that's what you know. You got to take what you know. You got
to
use that map.
What was it used to call? It was used to be
the Boston store.
The Boston store.
All the best things available from Boston.
The Boston store.
The men's room is really good.
Yeah,
there,
it's
though.
A nice spot in Bosco's men's room.
Well, that date was sad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else makes me sad?
Having to say goodbye to Robert.
It's true.
Yes, that makes me sad too.
You're like, this has been a terrible hour of my life.
This has been a wonderful hour.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I never want to leave.
You don't have to.
I don't have to.
Haas locks the door from
the
outside.
Well, you have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
You guys, our listeners, do not have to bid adieu to Robert. No. Please visit robertdean.com and follow him at Robert Dean.
And please do not miss the Robert Dean Museum. It's going to feature installations, memorabilia, gift shop, and a symposium with a lot of great guests. Mates of State, Joe Firestone, Julio Torres, and so many more. Sunday, January 29th, 8 p.m., is that correct?
6 p.m. doors to check out the museum part, and then the show itself will start around 8 o'clock.
It's awesome. So fucking, yes.
We'll be there, oh, will you?
We'll be there jazzing. That LaCroix can will be up for bid.
See the LaCroix can.
Bubbles everywhere. We also legally have to thank our producer, but I'm allergic to salt. That's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Please tweet at us at Menage Radio, and if you're gonna tweet about other people's genitals or your own genitals or whatever, give us some pics to reference.
Yeah.
Stop telling us about it and not showing us.
Are breasts genitals?
That's a question for...
Food for thought until we meet again.
That's a question for Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come on, a chameleon.
1 production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.